How many times do we get shown before we see? To say that Niccolò began his studies at grandma's knee is putting it mildly. He lived on a farm near forest and stream, and all around nature's mysteries seemed arrayed for his teaching. He was shown the principles of her movement one time, two times, three, and from them then flowed the practical implications of what the earth can teach. She requires that we give close attention, and if we persist in ignoring her wish, she has ways to insist. As a child, for instance, Niccolò, quote from his autobiography, attained the unique distinction, says Niccolò, of champion crow catcher in the country. My method of procedure was extremely simple. I would go into the forest, hide in the bushes, and imitate the call of the birds. Usually I would get several answers, and in a short while, a crow would flutter down into the shrubbery near me. After that, all I needed to do was to throw a piece of cardboard to distract its attention, jump up, and grab it before it could extricate itself from the undergrowth. In this way, I would capture as many as I desired. But on one occasion, something occurred which made me respect them.
Yo, Stella, if you think I'm afraid of you. Grace, if you so much as think I can't do to do. Girl, if you dream I came to jerk around, you better wake up and release it.
I'd caught a fine pair of birds and was returning home with a friend. When we left the forest, thousands of crows had gathered.
Party people in the crib, get hype. Let's get this party fucking right. Come on. Come on. Listen to me now. Release it. Come, come on, come on, release it. Whose crib is this?
Making a frightful racket. In a few minutes, they rose in pursuit and soon enveloped us. The fun lasted until, all of a sudden, I received a blow on the back of my head, which knocked me down. Then, they attacked me viciously. I was compelled to release the two birds and was glad to join my friend who had taken refuge in a cave. That's from the autobiography of Nikola Tesla. We could call this story The Justice of the Crows. Niccolò tells lots of stories from throughout his life that illustrate how the earth patiently taught him and served as inspiration and stimulation and fun. His illiterate mother's power of invention should be viewed in that light, in the light of the earth moving through all her creations. For his mother, who he credits for his gift of inventiveness, showed him how we work with the earth to receive, modify, and return with interest paid her bounty.
Whose horns are these blowing?
Mine!
Who asked your dumb ass how to catch the groove?
Nobody!
What are we doing to do?
Jerome!
Yeah! Whose Stella is this?
My Stella.
Whose Stella is this?
My Stella.
And what's she doing over here with me? What's she doing over here with me? Who tortures women like men with no money? Release it, boy! But I'm here to scold you that if you live alone,
then we can bone.
Give me a number to phone. You grown and I am so.
If you say no,
instead of crying,
I'll keep trying
until you're dying to have me for your own.
So peep Stella, peep Stella.
If you're thinking I'm afraid of you,
do it to me.
If you're thinking I'm afraid of you,
rap.
If you're thinking I can't do to do,
yeah, pop.
If you're thinking I can't do to do, if you think I came to jerk around,
don't say.
You better wake up, Stella.
Wake up.
This is my time.